broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 1st in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday as well. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, then we dive right in. We had our guest on, Brian Rust, RustQuinn at gift.com, doing a phenomenal job as always. And he brought another good friend to the table, a guy by the name of Kelly Finnegan. And he is a senior chemist, and he joined us on air breaking down COVID lies, highlights the truth in Honest Money as well. Kelly doing a phenomenal job. Honest Money Report, we talked about that, gold and silver current spot prices. We talked about the academies and the big lie going on. They say Smith refused to leave after the slap. Why didn't they arrest him? Now they're following up going, well, we did offer to arrest him, but hey, Chris said no, so we didn't. Viewership for the Oscars rose $550,000 viewers right after the slap. It was all for ratings. I believe it was intentional and pre-planned. They claim it was not. The slap was a massive boost not only for the Oscars, but for Chris Rock's comedy tour. Yeah, they sold more tickets in one night than the previous month after the slap, ladies and gentlemen. Now his next five shows in Boston completely sold out. TMZ. Bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, I am convinced that it was all by design to get ratings for the Oscars and to build these guys' careers. Just my opinion, to which I'm entitled. Some would say it's fake news, but I have every right to have my free speech and my own thoughts and my own conscience and my own opinion to which I'm entitled. I have every right to that, okay? Now they say Miss Jackson will be confirmed with bipartisan support. Two-thirds of American back Jackson for the Supreme Court. So the Republicans are going to sell us out. She can't even define the word woman, but we're going to put her in control of what? The decisions at the Supreme Court? The COVID-19 storyline, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the greatest scams in world history. Yeah, I believe it's an intentional COVID-19 planned crisis designed to back the great reset they're working on now. COVID may not be enough, so they'll unleash some other illness. They'll have some other war. They'll bring you pain at the pump. They'll bring you economic turmoil. Whatever it takes to push for the great reset, they're on it. They'll do it. They're evil and intentional. And ladies and gentlemen, they'll use climate change if they have to, too. Make no mistake. Now, interestingly enough, Russia and the central bank in Russia now ties the ruble to gold. 5,000 rubles per gram is how they've defined it. So now we're backed by oil, they're backed by gold. Who do you think is going to win that showdown? Why are Russia and China ditching the U.S. dollar, you may ask? What would it take for the U.S. dollar to collapse, we wonder? Oh boy, it's imminent, ladies and gentlemen. We just cannot predict when. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we talked about Hunter Biden invested in, and he raised millions of dollars for Ukrainian bio labs. He also secured the U.S. military contracts for those very labs. Ben Swan, Truth in Media, sovereign.media is the website for that. That's the first revelations from Ben Swan. The second revelations, you ready? Ukrainian biolab company invested in by Hunter Biden. So Hunter Biden invested in these labs with his own filthy lucre, right? He also worked with the Wuhan labs from China on bat coronaviruses, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it doesn't get crazier than this. Whacked out, drug addicted, Hunter Biden literally worked on Ukraine biolab companies. He invested in them. He hooked up the military to them. He was involved in the buyers and sellers. He worked with the Wuhan lab literally on bat coronaviruses. And then we say, oh, it wasn't leaked from the lab on purpose. No, sir. See, they're crazy. Elon Musk, ladies and gentlemen, is giving serious consideration to launching a new social media platform. He claims that it'll be transparent with its algorithms, that it will prioritize free speech, and will keep propaganda to a minimum. I submit to you that it's a contradiction in terms, because one man's free speech is another man's propaganda, right? Who's going to be the arbiter of all that, huh? Yeah, Arizona's out of control. They're the first to offer driver's licenses on iPhones. Other states want to be next. Residents of some states can now request a digital copy of your coronavirus vaccination record to be put on your phone as well. Yeah, it's tied to a QR code unique to each person. Imagine your driver's license and your COVID records all on your cell phone. The cop pulls you over. Can I see your cell phone? Takes it back to his car to check you out. Oh, they just download all of it or what? It's a privacy fiasco, to say the least, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it or not, though, in the wake of Russia's continued war with the Ukraine, the U.S. State Department literally is going to give $100 million to the Ukrainian Ministry of Internal Affairs. Why are we doing that? Why are we picking sides? Where does the money come from? Did Congress approve this money? People's heads ought to roll, figuratively speaking. They ought to be going to prison. Now Biden signed a bill providing $13.6 billion in additional military and humanitarian aid as part of the $1.5 trillion spending measure. I'm telling you right now, Joe is spending us into oblivion, a $1.5 trillion spending measure. Now he's putting together his 2023 budget, $7 trillion. It is out of control. Yeah. All right. There's this Irvington Township, New Jersey. She accuses Eloise, or they accuse Eloise McDaniel. She's 82 years old. They say she's involved in harassment and defamation. Why? Because she filed 75 requests for information about her mayor, Tony Voss, and his administration. She did this over a three-year period of time. Now they're suing her. They say that she's got her requests are just out of control. They have a sole purpose of and the intent of harassing and abusing and harming the plaintiffs. That's the employees of the township, including the mayor. She says that's totally bogus. The suit's ridiculous. And says that as a taxpayer and a homeowner, she has every right to know how they're spending, quote, her, our money. Amen to that. Wow. A record 10% of the world's power was now generated by wind and solar, they claim. And they say it's the fastest growing sector. You're comfortable when 10% is wind and solar? I'm not. It means, you know what, when they get rid of coal, we're going to be suffering with outages. Yeah, you think it's all a mistake? They're going to move us towards climate change controls. Gas prices rising ever since Joe took office. It's not just the Ukrainian war or Russia or whatever. The prices have been rising ever since Joe took office. It's intentional. It's to push us into a global change control mechanism with a real goal of a great reset at the end of it all. Beware, my fellow Americans. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. Still available online, on demand at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, would you please? The Biden administration on Monday unveiled the president's budget for 2023, totaling more than $5.7 trillion, ladies and gentlemen. It's out of control. I don't even know how to respond. to it. But it is out of control. $5.7 trillion. Some are saying it's way more than that when you get into the real details. Without further ado, Chris Carlson with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Yes, sir. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson reporting for duty, sir.
Wow. What do you think $5.7 trillion is the minimal cost of the current 2023 budget proposal by Joe?
Well, that's got to be a typo, Sam. Come on. It's probably $5.12 billion, which is still a
lot
of money.
Noted T with a trillion.
T with a trillion. Ah! Well, boy. But they're just electronic computer entries, Sam. That's all they are. It's not real money. We shouldn't worry about it, should we?
I agree. It's not real money, but it has the liability and accountability of real money.
It does. It does, and it has the devastating effect that George Washington warned us against about 230 years ago. We're going to talk about George Washington and his farewell address and how he must have been a prophet because he foresaw some of the problems that we are experiencing today.
Ladies and gentlemen, not only is it $5 trillion in spending, ladies and gentlemen, that's his proposal, but it includes a new tax on billionaires. We'll talk about that, and we'll dovetail that with a military defense budget increase. We're warmongering, ladies and gentlemen. We're a warlike people. Liberty Roundtable Live with Chris Carlson in seconds on your radio.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
I'm James Harrigan, senior editor at the American Institute for Economic Research. I'm also the Friedrich Hayek Distinguished Fellow at FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, and I'm the co-host of the Words and Numbers podcast. I'm pretty busy most of the time, but whenever I get a free day or two, I like to travel around the country to talk to young people wherever I find them. And that's where my friends at Loving Liberty come in. They have asked me to come to Liberty Hall in Far West to talk about some things I love talking about. The knowledge problem, and human flourishing. We'll be live at 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. These two lectures are free for students, their families, and their teachers, so just about everyone, really. And while the event is free, you do have to register to attend, so head over to lovingliberty.net to grab a seat before they're all gone. This event is kindly co-sponsored by Loving Liberty Incorporated and the Foundation for Economic Education. See you in Utah, Friday, April 22nd. I look forward to meeting all of you.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Chris Carlson with me, ladies and gentlemen. Biden unveils record defense budget. That's according to thenewamerican.com. The largest military budget proposed ever. $813.3 billion. That's, as far as I can tell, more than $31 billion, more than the previous budget for it. They're all literally spending us into oblivion on this war-like mentality. Everything we do is war, it seems, these days. And the budget from Joe and Congress will likely even increase the numbers like they did last time. Chris?
Yeah, so the increase over last year, of course, as you mentioned, is $31 billion. But don't worry, Sam. That won't stay the way it is for very long, because lawmakers think that that's too little. Even though it's greater than the next 13 industrialized countries combined behind us, it's still not good enough. Because as you know, the secret to our prosperity and our peace and prosperity is spending money on the military. Isn't that a conservative cause, Sam? And, you know, now Joe Biden is getting on board with that conservative cause. So maybe he's transforming into a conservative, Sam. Maybe that's what. Of course, George Washington wouldn't agree with anything we're doing today in Washington, D.C. So I'm going to read an excerpt from George Washington's farewell address, if you don't mind. As a very important source of strength, Sam, George Washington says, and security, cherish public credit. One method of preserving it is to use it as sparingly as possible. So how are we doing as far as that's concerned, Sam? Are we using our public credit sparingly? Not so much. Huh.
Not even close, ladies and gentlemen.
He says, and really quick, I'll just finish this quote. Avoiding occasions of expense by cultivating peace. How are we doing it on that, cultivating peace? And then he goes on to say, avoiding, likewise, the accumulation of debt by vigorous exertions in time of peace to discharge the debts. Well, that's mathematically impossible based on the economic system under which we currently operate. We can't pay off the debt, because if we did, we wouldn't have any money left, because it's a debt-based system. And that's another point that maybe he didn't foresee, although it was under his administration that the first central bank in America was established, thanks to Alexander Hamilton. But that's probably a different discussion for a different day. So we're not doing so well as far as George Washington's admonition to have a humble foreign policy and a modest amount of debt, if any. So that's a problem. Yeah, and as you said, even though the increase on the military budget is $31 billion, which is impossible for the human mind to comprehend, because of inflation, Sam, it's only a 1.5% real increase. So I don't know if that's good news or bad news. You know, because of inflation, $31 billion, you know, compared to what it was, I guess that would have been last year, would have been $783 billion. That's only a 1.5% increase because of inflation eating up our spending power and our dollar. So it's not good. Either way you look at it, you know, we're in a mess. But like I said, they're only electronic computer entries, which is no consolation, because we do, even though that's not real money, Sam, we do have to end up, you know, either paying for it or going to war, whether that be a civil war or a world war, you know, to expunge that debt. And that's probably what's going to end up happening, unfortunately. Not that I want it to happen, but, you know, how else are we going to extricate ourselves from this awful situation?
Well, you got to understand, in my mind, we've gone, we didn't go about this all at once. Okay, we didn't just all of a sudden get into this situation where we're literally flirting with disaster and tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. We got into this over time. The American people weren't paying attention to what their leaders were doing, really should be what their servants are doing. And as a result, now we have this massive secret combination above the people spending us into oblivion, promoting militaries, using plagues and wars and rumors of wars over the people to deny sacred principles of liberty, to overturn the affairs of the nation. We used to be a freedom-loving America based on moral principle, based on religious tenets. Now we've jettisoned all that, turned our back on all that. But I want to be very clear, it did not happen overnight, Chris. Okay, so when Biden unveils this record defense budget, that's according to thenewamerican.com, great article up there, by the way. Okay, be clear. In 2022, when they put together, hey, Joe proposed a certain amount, Congress gave him more than he even asked for. So now this time he's like, hey, why would I settle for less, so to speak? But see, that's what criminals do. They don't care about the next generation. They don't care about fiscal responsibility. They don't care about budget restraints whatsoever. George Washington in the clip you highlight really talks about, hey, we've got to be very, very careful about budgetary requirements. We've got to be very careful. Pretty soon it will be our enemy and our undoing, is what he virtually says. We've turned our backs on all that wise counsel. We've turned our back on that fiscal restraint. We've turned our back on these things that matter most. One of the dangers of central banks, Chris, let's talk about this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's always a subject that we need to address, because we need to realize that if we are at war today, Sam, it's not against the little people over there in Russia. It's the people that control the people in Russia, which are the central banks. Every nation in this country, with the exception of three, have a central bank that is controlled by a group of international bankers whose loyalties are to no country. They're globalist in nature. And those are the people with whom we are at war, Sam. And the sooner we grapple that issue and come to terms with that fact, the sooner we can win this war. Because they don't care, you know, which side of a small war wins. They win either way because they're funding both sides. They're controlling both sides. And they collect interest on the debt that is incurred by both sides of that war, that battle. And they get richer and richer and richer as they accumulate more and more and more of our debt to their advantage. And we don't even see it. And because that's one of the reasons that Congress hasn't had to increase taxes to about 80%, which eventually they will, you know, if we're ever going to pay off this debt, because they know that once people have to pay more in taxes, they'll start to resist the increased spending that we're under. But as long as they can just print money and then the taxation comes in the form of inflation, we usually ascribe that to, you know, just greedy business owners, or, you know, that's just a fact of economic life, right? I mean, inflation has been around for over 100 years. It's probably just a normal, natural part of the economy. No, it doesn't have to be. You know, for the first century of this nation's existence, inflation was somewhere around 7%, and it could have been zero. But because we increase the money supply greater than the amount of goods and services increase, that is the cause of inflation. And that is completely and totally within our control. We could have zero inflation for the next 100 years if we wanted to. But since most people don't understand the simple principle that you and I, Sam, have been taught since we were young of supply and demand, we don't comprehend it. And we're suffering the consequences of that ignorance.
It is scary to think about how much we have literally spent, ladies and gentlemen. Central banks, fiat currencies literally allow government to borrow money without having to tax the people. It turns into inflation, but it also, you know what, sends the responsibility downstream to the next generation. Okay, it's inflationary. It's a moral hazard, there's no question, but we pretend that it won't affect us today as we sell our children virtually into slavery, Chris.
Yep, that's exactly true. And the problem is they're going to learn even less about those fundamental principles of economy in their classrooms. And I know, because I'm a licensed school teacher, and I see the results of the education system, even in the state of Utah, which is better than most. I see the result of that, and it is devastating. These kids don't know the first thing about economics, because what they learn is that government is the source of all blessings in life, and that is a lie. And to reprogram them is a monumental task, but we need to undertake it nonetheless.
When we get back, ladies and gentlemen, we'll dig in a little bit more. Ben Swan highlights some critical points as well, all related to this belligerent spending. What will it mean for America? We'll talk about it in seconds with Chris Carlson on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Most Russian forces have withdrawn from Chernobyl, the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster in April of 1986. Russia's invading force handed control over to Ukraine personnel. Ukraine's Energodom Energy said the Russian occupiers received significant doses of radiation in the soil from the 86 meltdown and panicked at the first sign of illness. As more evidence from Hunter Biden's laptop surfaces, the White House defends President Biden's claim that his son Hunter Biden did not make any money from Communist China and did not do anything unethical with his business dealings overseas.
We absolutely stand by the president's comment, and I would point you to the reporting on this. But as you know, I don't speak for Hunter Biden, so there's not more I can say on that.
The Washington Post confirms several reports that a Chinese energy conglomerate paid nearly $5 million to Hunter Biden and President Biden's brother for consulting fees. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In an effort to curb fuel prices in the United States, President Biden is ordering release of gas from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve of 1 million barrels per day on average for the next 6 months. This will take our reserves down to half, and no plans were announced by Biden to replenish the emergency reserve. Russian officials are reporting two Ukrainian military helicopters struck a fuel depot in the Russian city of Belgorod on Friday, marking the first Ukrainian airstrike on Russian soil since Moscow invaded its neighbor in late February. On average, inflation is costing the American consumer $5,600 a year extra.
A key indicator of inflation is reaching a nearly 40-year high. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index jumped 5.4% from a year ago. The PCE is the Federal Reserve's preferred way to measure inflation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, fiat currency is leading us, in my opinion, off the cliff like lemmings, Chris.
Oh, yeah, and people don't recognize it. It's like a, here's the analogy that I use, and I've used it before, Sam. It's like the matador. The bull is so stupid, he doesn't distinguish between the matador. Do you know what a matador is in a bullfight? The bull cannot distinguish the difference between the matador and the cage.
Yeah, it's the distraction.
It's a distraction. Everything is a distraction. We need to focus on the source of our problems. Well, I guess you could say the source of our problem is the fact that we have degenerated spiritually. And once we come to grips with that fact, we can repent, we can reform, and then we'll start to see the real source of our problem, which is the money powers in this world. And once we realize that they're driving all the political agendas throughout the globe, then we can address those issues by taking our printing, the printing power of our own money back and giving it to our elected representatives. In our case, that's Congress. They should be coining money and regulating the value thereof. That's right in the Constitution. I mean, that's black and white. But they have abrogated that responsibility and that privilege to an international group of bankers that have no loyalty to our country and no interest in our survival, to be quite frank. They want global government. And in order to do that, they need to destroy America, because that's their biggest impediment at this point. And they're going about it in a very methodical, very calculated way, that we as Americans are not seeing. And we need to start opening our eyes and seeing that, Sam.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a very concerning situation, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? Ben Swan highlights some of this reality that we face, though.
Clip.
Oh, you want to play a clip? All right. Oh, hey, just yeah. So you know, Cameron, Carl's Chris wants to play a clip, okay? I yes, thought he sir. Was going to lead into it a little bit, but I'll do so for him. How's that?
Okay.
So Ben Swan has a clip, ladies and gentlemen, that he plays that relates to this, okay? And it talks about Zelensky literally becoming a dictator where he bans 11 political parties. He consolidates all national media. Ben Swan with sovereignmedia.com. And sovereign is S-O-V-R-E-N, sovereign.media with the piece. Cameron?
So Zelensky, he's now shut down 11 political parties. And not only that, but he has also taken steps to consolidate all media in the country. First, his ban on these 11 political parties. Zelensky stated this, quote, "Any activity of politicians aimed at splitting or collaborating will not succeed." Zelensky also said that wartime exposes quite well the paucity of personal ambitions of those who try to put their own ambitions or their own party or career above the interests of the state, according to a translation. So let's be clear about a couple things here. Number one, the idea that putting your own interests above the interests of the state is certainly not a concept or precept in democracy or even a democratic republic. The idea that you as an individual cannot be more important than the objectives of the state is certainly a strange concept. But beyond that, there's another very important point here, which is that even though Zelensky made this very passionate statement and has already instituted the rules to block and ban 11 political parties, he offered absolutely zero, no evidence of any connection to or ties with Russia. In fact, he merely proclaimed that 11 opposition parties are involved with Russia and issued an order for them to become illegal. But it doesn't stop there. Since February 24th, Ukraine has been operating under martial law, and Zelensky just signed a decree that would combine all national TV channels into one platform, citing the importance of, quote, unified information policy under martial law. Again, this is not a concept of democracy. Free speech and freedom of the press is absolutely a concept in democracy, but the idea of one unified source of information that comes at the hands of the government, that is totalitarianism. It is a dictatorship. Here in the United States, the American response to this war so far has been unlike anything that we've seen in recent memory. I mean, the idea of people painting their fingernails with Ukrainian flags or changing their social media posts with virtue signaling to show a Ukrainian flag, right? The American support of Ukraine has been somewhat unprecedented, considering the fact that until this happened, most Americans couldn't even find Ukraine on a map. That doesn't mean that they're wrong for supporting Ukraine, but what's interesting about this is the idea that Americans are doing this under a certain narrative. Putin is a dictator and Russia is a monster, trying to crush freedom in that country, and there is only one man, a freedom fighter himself, Zelensky, who is standing up to Putin. And yet, when you look at the facts of what's actually happening there, Zelensky is actually turning Ukraine into a complete totalitarian state. Again, it's very similar.
Yes, he is, ladies and gentlemen. That's part of the problem. He's turning it into literally a dictator state. But who are we siding with, Chris? We're putting our trust in these other dictators? What are we doing?
Yep. Heads you win, tails you lose. Heads I win, tails you lose. Sorry. So, yeah, so we need to be very careful. Sometimes the enemy of our enemy, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Sam, is not our friend. Zelensky is a tyrant. You know, 99% of all the national leaders in the world today are tyrants. And that's just human nature. That's not to say that, you know, people are all tyrants. You know, most are not when they don't have power. But you give them a little power, as they suppose, and authority, they begin to show their true colors. Begin to consolidate power under themselves and to exercise unrighteous dominion, as we have sadly seen throughout history. Now, we want to think that in the case of a war, like over in the Ukraine, that one side is good and one side is evil. So we're going to just back the good side and feel as if we're doing the world a favor. We're not. Zelensky is taking this opportunity, a la Rahm Emanuel. Remember Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff for President Obama? Remember what he said about taking advantage of a crisis? Never let a good crisis go to waste. And Volodymyr Zelensky is doing just that. He's taking the opportunity to consolidate power that is not his legitimately, and those reforms will probably never be reversed, even if this war should ever end. And the same thing happens in our country. We shouldn't be surprised. Every time we have a crisis, a few more of our liberties and freedoms are taken from us, and they're never returned. And, you know, we've seen that with the mask mandates. We've seen that with the 9/11 Patriot Act usurpations of individual rights. It happens everywhere. And this is a flaw in the American, and I say the flaw is in the people. Obviously, you know, dictators do what dictators do. But I have something to say about a pillow. Did you want to talk about that pillow? I mean, it seems like a relatively innocent.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you got to ask yourself some questions. Think about this for a minute. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. Matthew 24 is kind of highlighted here a little bit in the sense that we need to realize this is not a surprise to God. Okay, God knows. God's aware of who we are, of what's going on, right? So don't be troubled if you follow God. But this innocent pillow story that Chris has really kind of tells the story of kind of what's at stake, if you will. Chris?
Yeah. So I saw a decorative red, white, and blue patriotic pillow proudly displayed on an elderly lady's porch the other day, which had the following words on it, Sam. It said, "God will judge our enemies. We will arrange the meeting." And that was a quote. So I took a picture of that. And it saddened me, Sam, to see that this seemingly innocent-looking pillow on this seemingly peaceful elderly lady's porch had this very sad implication to it. So I took a picture of it and sent it to my brother, and here's what I told my brother. I said, this is obviously a typographical error. It should read, "God will judge us, and our enemies will arrange the meeting." Because we as a Christian nation, Sam, we are going to be held to a much higher standard than other nations that we point our finger of scorn and condemnation to. Because the expectation on our part as a Christian nation that has been blessed so richly with the blessings of heaven, we should realize this one simple principle that we used to understand, that we should not intervene in other nations' affairs. And when we do, what we do is we end up killing a lot of innocent people in the name of imposing what? Freedom? Constitutional government? Prosperity? No, in the name of democracy. So that's the watchword. That's the what we think is going to bless them, when in fact what we do impose is more like tyranny and control and devastation on their land. And we will be held accountable for that, Sam.
Ladies and gentlemen, we must testify of Christ. America is supposed to be a 75% Christian nation. Are you prepared to give your life for the sacred cause of freedom? We'll talk about it more in seconds on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking, because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it, because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Chris Carlson with me, ladies and gentlemen. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. Matthew 24, Chris.
Yeah, Matthew 24 basically prophesies about what's going to happen during these last days. And we're living in the last days. We're seeing the culmination of all the sinful acts of man from the beginning of time until today. And it's kind of like the winding up period, because we know Christ will soon come. I don't, just wait with great anticipation like some people do for his coming, because I know it will come in an hour that we know not or we suspect not. So I just put my nose to the grindstone and continue to build God's kingdom and do what I can to reverse the iniquity that is being foisted upon us by Satan and his minions. So we know that there will be wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. So this is being prophesied. We need not be troubled, because we know that this is a fulfillment of prophecy, and it's actually important for our own individual spiritual development, because what it does, Sam, is it hopefully drives us closer and closer to God. Unfortunately, we're seeing that it drives a lot of people closer and closer to a trust in our government and in our military alliances, and this is what I'm trying to drive home to people. We cannot trust in military alliances. And we're going to go into Isaiah and read about what happened to the kingdom of Israel, the northern kingdom, when they trusted in alliances. It actually created a false sense of security. We can't trust in the arm of flesh. The scriptures have taught us this over and over and over again. We need to turn to God. We need to let him be our trust and our salvation. And we need to be all in. We need to be willing, because in Matthew 24, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And my comment is, are you prepared to give your life for the sacred cause of freedom? I am, because this is our hope should not be in this world, Sam. Our hope should be in the eternal worlds, where we will receive our ultimate reward, which is to live with God and Jesus Christ for eternity. And sometimes they ask quite a bit from us to show our 100% complete devotion to that cause. And sometimes we have to give our lives, and we wouldn't be the first. There have been martyrs in the past who have given their lives to seal their testimony with their blood that God and Jesus Christ are their hope. And we shouldn't hope in the arm of flesh. And
let's be very clear, ladies and gentlemen. I'm also willing to give my life for the sacred cause of liberty. I'm also willing to give my life over my testimony of Christ, that he lives, that he loves us, that he is the great savior of all mankind, that his atonement and his resurrection are absolutely real, ladies and gentlemen. They're not a crutch for weak minds, as the bureaucrats and the enemies of Christ would tell you. It is a truism through history that becomes the central act. In Jesus Christ is the atonement is the central act, and Jesus Christ is the central figure in God's eternal plan for his children, to help them become like him, to follow him and to live with him again one day. So I testify of those things. I'm willing to give up my life for those things, but I want to be very careful of which hill I die on, because oftentimes if we're not very careful, we get one-track minded. We get sideswiped with mortality, and we don't see the real picture. And so remember, don't just die on a given hill. Pay attention to God. Get on your knees and pray and get guidance of what you ought to do when, and be very careful. Yes, we need to be prepared to give our lives for the sacred cause of liberty and for Christ's sake, if you will. But we need to be very wise about how we go about that. Look, ladies and gentlemen, America is supposed to be a 75%+ Christian nation, Chris.
Yeah, you wouldn't notice by based on the government that we've elected into office, would you? Of course, there's a lot in the election process, so that accounts for some of it. But, I mean, 75%, that's a pretty big voting block. You know, we should have representation. You know, even in California, it's a majority Christian state. You know, why do they continue to send people like Nancy Pelosi to public office? Well, maybe San Francisco is the exception to that rule. But yeah, we don't seem like Christians. We've got abortion. We constantly engage in wars of foreign aggression. We go into debt. We don't understand how we're saddling the next generation with this incredibly burdensome debt last year we paid $413 billion in debt servicing payments alone, not to count for the principal. Anyway, I kind of went off on a tangent there.
Yeah, we certainly fear offending man more than God, Chris.
We do. We're afraid of man more than God, and that's very evident in what we see on a day-to-day basis today. We're more concerned about offending somebody because we don't use the right pronouns to address them with. We should love those people enough to tell them that, hey, you're going down a very dark and destructive road with this deception that you've bought into, that Satan has convinced you that you're either a boy when you're a girl or a girl when you're a boy, things like that. And we need to just be bold and stand up for the truth and stand up for God and show where our true colors are as Christians, as a 75% Christian nation. Anyway, one more scripture in Matthew 24 that I really want to get to. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And you're kind of seeing that already, Sam, where people are just kind of giving up hope in their hearts, and their enthusiasm for righteousness is starting to wax cold. We need to be sure, Sam, that we don't allow ourselves to get to that point, because it's easy to do. It's easy to get discouraged and think, you know, God has abandoned us, or it's just hopeless. You know, I just want to live out my life in cloistered seclusion from all of these wicked influences, but we can't. We need to be engaged in that fight, and we need to realize that at some point, you know, God is going to come in and save his people. And, you know, if we have to sacrifice our lives in that process, so be it. You know, our reward in heaven will be so great, we won't even think that it's a sacrifice to give our lives for that cause. Anyway, and then did you want to talk about...
We call on America, Isaiah, ladies and gentlemen, to repent of its idolatry, though. Look, we cannot fear man more than God. We cannot put our arm or our trust in the arm of flesh. We cannot spend ourselves into morality. We cannot stand up on moralless ideas. We have got to stand on godly, time-tested truisms, principles. Okay? We need to testify, ladies and gentlemen. And when we do, we protect ourselves by testifying of America's sins. And calling them out, we bind up the testimony and seal the law. This point is really important, Chris.
Yes, and that a lot of people just gloss over scriptures when they don't understand them. That scripture, I'm just looking for it here. Yeah, we need to bind up the testimony and sanctify. Oh, sorry, Sam, I'm a little off kilter here. It's in Isaiah. But we need to basically testify to our neighbors. And I did that, you know, when it came to the COVID-19 vaccine recently. We talked about that on your show, Sam. And I got in trouble. I got in trouble from my co-religionists. And, you know, they thought I was off base because I was going against the official government line that everybody needs to get the shot in order to be protected from this pandemic. And my point was, no, we need to repent and return to our first love, which is God and Jesus Christ, and let them be our trust, and not trust in the arm of flesh, not trust in the government. The government is completely and totally reprobate at this point, Sam, and we need to come to grips with that. And even though we may stand alone, at least we stand with God. And
that's why we really never stand alone, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be very clear. It might feel like we're alone from time to time. But as you work with other patriots, as you make friends and associations, as you turn to God and pray, you will not feel alone. You will feel the support of those around you and of God. And I submit to you, even his angels. Look, we're supposed to be a Christian nation, ladies and gentlemen. We're not supposed to fear man. We're supposed to turn to God Almighty. And when we testify of America's sins and highlight what's going on and call on America to repent, we literally bind up the law. We seal the law. We bind up the testimony. What we do is we basically create accountability. But we also, and the scriptures highlight this kind of term, we make our own skirts clean. Okay, we do our duty as Christians. And as we do so, we set the standard, ladies and gentlemen. We raise the bar, Chris.
Yeah, and, you know, I always use the analogy, and you've probably heard this, Sam. If I were ever to be accused in a court of law of being a freedom fighter, I would want there to be overwhelming evidence to convict me. And I think of that throughout the day, you know, when I come in contact with other people whose influence I can be a part of. And I always make sure that I'm courageous enough to speak truth to power, because maybe they haven't heard it. Maybe the only thing that they've been exposed to is the mainstream media, and they've been brainwashed thereby, and they may be fellow Christians, you know.
But the good news is, though, we can set the standard. We can speak out. We can live our lives in such a way to repent ourselves, to qualify for the blessings of God Almighty. We only qualify for his blessings because that's what he's told us to do. He said if we repent, if we turn to him, he'll heal our land and protect us. Rich blessings are in store for obedience, ladies and gentlemen. And a word about sovereign citizens, Chris?
Yeah, I know you had a show 2 days ago. Well, you had a show with Richard Mack. No,
yeah, we've done several shows recently about this, yes.
And I just kind of wanted to chime in about that because – I do consider myself a sovereign citizen. As a son of God and as a daughter of God for the female, I think that we should look at ourselves as being sovereign citizens because God has given us that sacred agency. He has entrusted us with the ability to choose. Now, does that mean I'm going to go off half-cocked and, you know, try to form a citizen's, what do they call it, a citizen's grand jury?
Grand jury.
And in Yeah, and indict some corrupt politician and, you know, try to act as a constable in bringing that politician to justice. I don't think that would have the desired effect, Sam. So there are more under the radar type of ways to go about it. And I'll give you an example. I know an individual that's been operating a business for the last 33 years who has never had a license. And I guess we'll continue this topic at a future date, Sam.
Yeah, just remember, ladies and gentlemen, that I concur we have been given inalienable rights by God. That means God's above government. That's the poignant point. And we can act accordingly and live according to God's laws. And as we are self-governed and a moral, religious people, the proper role of government can be carried out. Our sovereignty can allow us to, by our consent, give limited power, divided power, to governments to bless us all. Let's not get the cart before the horse. Let's not let the tail wag the dog. Let's be very careful with that charge from Almighty God. For Chris Carlson and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.